ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 40। त्वाम् अपि अदब्रा श्रुता विश्रुताम् विभो समप्यते येन विदाम् बुभुत्सिताम् प्रक्याहि दुःखैर् मुहुरार्जितात्मानाम् संक्लेशा निर्वाणम् उशन्ति नान्यथा। त्वम् अपि अदब्रश्रुतविश्रुतम् विभो समाप्यते येन विदाम् बुभुत्सिताम् प्रक्याहि दुःखैर् मुहुरार्जितात्मानाम् संक्लेश निर्वाणम् उशन्ति नान्यथा। त्वम् अपि अदब्र श्रुतविश्रुतम् विभो समाप्यते येन विदाम् बुभुत्सिताम् प्रक्याहि दुःखैर् मुहुरार्जितात्मानाम् संक्लेश निर्वाणम् उशन्ति नान्यथा। त्वम् अपि अदब्र श्रुता विश्रुतम् विभो समाप्यते येन विदाम् बुभुत्सिताम् प्रक्याहि दुःखैर् मुहुरार्जितात्मानाम् संक्लेश निर्वाणम् उशन्ति नान्यथा। त्वम् अपि अदब्र श्रुतविश्रुतम् विभो समाप्य येन इदम् विभुत्सिताम् दुःखाय मुहुरार्जितात्मानाम् संक्लेश निर्वाणमु शान्ति नान्यथा। त्वमपि अदब्र श्रुतविश्रुतम् विभो समाप्यते येन विदाम् बुभुत्सिताम् प्रक्याहि दुःखैर् मुहुरार्जितात्मानाम् संक्लेश निर्वाणम् उशन्ति नान्यथा। मातुजीस् त्वम् अपि अदब्र श्रुतविश्रुतम् विभो समाप्यते येन विदाम् बुभुत्सिताम् प्राज्ञायै दुःखाय मुहुरार्जितात्मानाम् संक्लेश निर्वाणमु शान्ति नान्यथा। त्वाम् Your good soul, api also, adabra, vast, shuta, Vedic literatures, vishutam, have heard also. Vibo of the learned. I'm sorry, of the Almighty. Samapyate, satisfied. Yena, by which. Vidam of the learned. Babutsitam, who always desire to learn transcendental knowledge. Prakyahi, describe. Dukai, by miseries. Muhu, always. Ardita Atmanam, suffering mass of people. Sankhlesha, sufferings. Nirvanam, mitigation. Ushanti, na, do not get out. Anyata, by other means. Please therefore describe the Almighty Lord's activities, which you have learned by your vast knowledge of the Vedas, for that will satisfy the hankerings of great learned men, and at the same time mitigate the miseries of the masses of common people who are always suffering from the material pangs. Indeed, there is no other way to get out of such miseries. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Narada Muni, from practical experience, definitely asserts that the prime solution of all problems of material work is to broadcast very widely the transcendental glories of the Supreme Lord. There are four classes of good men, and there are four classes of bad men also. The four classes of good men acknowledge the authority of the Almighty God, and therefore such good men, when they are in difficulty, when they are in need of money, when they are advanced in knowledge, and when they are inquisitive to know more and more about God, intuitively take shelter of the Lord. As such, Narada Ji advises Vyasadeva to broadcast the transcendental knowledge of God in terms of the vast Vedic knowledge which he had already attained. As far as the bad men are concerned, they are also four in number. Those who are simply addicted to the mode of progressive fruitive work and thus are subjected to the accompanying miseries. Those who are simply addicted to vicious work for sense gratification and so suffer the consequences. Those who are materially very much advanced in knowledge, but who suffer because they do not have the sense to acknowledge the authority of the Almighty Lord. And four, the class of men who are known as atheists, and who therefore purposely hate the very name of God, although they are always in difficulty. Sri Narada Ji advised Vyasadeva to describe the glories of the Lord just to do good to all eight classes of men, both good and bad. Srimad Bhagavatam is therefore not meant for any particular class of men or sect. It is for the sincere soul who actually wants his own welfare and peace of mind. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam for Vyasadeva. Tvam apyadabra shruta vishruta mibo samapyate yena vidam babutsitam prakyahi dukayar muhur arditatmanam sankleshya nirvanam ushanti nanyata. Please therefore describe the Almighty Lord's activities, which you have learned by your vast knowledge of the Vedas, for that will satisfy the hankerings of great learned men, and at the same time mitigate the miseries of the masses of common people who are always suffering from material pangs. Indeed, there is no other way to get out of such miseries. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Narada is instructing Vyasadeva how to preach and who to preach to. Chatur vidhi bhajante mam jana sukritina arjuna. There are four classes of pious men who come to Krishna consciousness. They are known as the sukritinas. And there are four classes of impious men who are known as duskritinas. Namam duskritina mudha prapadyante naradama maya apritigyanam asuram bhavamashritam. Four classes of duskritina, or Srila Prabhupada calls miscreants, the miscreant class. But whether one is, as pointed out in this purport, a sukritina, coming to God because one is inquisitive, or one is in some kind of material suffering, or in need of money, or wants to learn more about God, or whether one is a fool, duskritina mudha, Naradama, the lowest of mankind, maya apritigyana, one whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, asuram bhavamashrita, or the lowest class of atheist demon, asura. Whatever class one is in, anyone can take to Krishna consciousness. Akama sarvakama va mokshakama udaridi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Whether one is akama, free from lusty desires, akama sarvakama, sarvakama, full of all lusty desires, or mokshakama, or desiring liberation, udaridi, one can take to the process of Krishna consciousness akama sarvakama va mokshakama udaridi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. One can take to Krishna consciousness and become completely purified. When we perform fire yajnas and other sacrifices, Srila Prabhupada has taught us to chant the mantra pavitra apavitra va sarvavastam gutopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabaya abhyantara suchi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. When one's taking the achman, any sacrifice we see, whether one is impure or pure, whatever one's condition, one who sees the lotus-eyed Lord, Pundarikaksham, immediately becomes purified both within and without. This is Krishna consciousness. And this is what Narada is preaching to Vyasadeva. One doesn't have to be at a particular level of consciousness in order to be saved by Krishna consciousness. Whatever situation one is in, just like Narada Muni himself, he preached to the complete rascal, lowest animal killer, Margari the hunter. Narada Muni was going through the forest and he noticed one dead boar, not even dead, actually broken limbs and bleeding, suffering, half dead. Then he saw the same of a deer in the forest and some other forest animal. So he looked to inquire who's causing this pain to these animals? He found behind a tree waiting for more prey, Magari the hunter. And he asked him, why are you half killing these animals? What are you doing? He said, my father used to half kill animals. He taught me this science, very enjoyable for me. Who can imagine watching the suffering of others? Parasukaduki. Devotee is paradukaduki. Our suffering is seeing the suffering of others, animals, people, insects. But the gross materialist is parasukaduki. He gets great joy and pleasure out of watching others suffer. Even on television, in movies, the great laughs is when someone falls and has some big mishap in the movie. They get hit by a board in the face. Everyone bursts out laughing. That's not paradukaduki. That's paining that person. That's not funny. But gross materialists derive pleasure, like Magari, out of the suffering of others, seeing others suffer. A devotee, on the other hand, his happiness is seeing others take to Krishna consciousness. We may be in a materially nice situation or maybe not so nice. We may be healthy or unhealthy. But when we see others chanting Hare Krishna, eating Krishna Prasadam, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, coming to see the deity of the Lord, engaging in Krishna consciousness, that's our happiness in life. That is happiness. And sadness is that people aren't chanting Hare Krishna. People aren't eating Krishna Prasadam. They had one commercial just new on TV for a chain of restaurants in America. And the motto throughout the commercial is very interesting. I think a devotee is on their team of, it says, the motto is, the best things in life are unending. They give unending boga French fries, unending boga salad, unending boga, what do you call, breadsticks or loaves of bread, I don't know. And they say at the end, big commercial, the best things in life are unending. Actually, philosophically, that's 100% correct. The non-devotees that comes from a saying, in America, the best things in life are free. But they're saying the best things in life are unending. I think someone lived in the temple for some time, left and joined the advertising company for this and told them the best things in life are unending. Because this was the instruction of Rishabhdev to his sons. Nayam deho deha bhajanri loke kastan karmanahate bidbhujamye tapo divyam putrakayena sadyad yusmad yasmin tonantam. How's that go? That don't engage in sense gratification that's available to the hogs and the dogs who eat abominable things. But this human form of life is meant for performing divine austerities, which will give one pleasure and satisfaction that are unending. Unending pleasure. That this pleasure is unending. You can't have unending pleasure from eating breadsticks. 5 breadsticks, 6 bread, 8 bread to 10 bread, 12. It's over. It ended. Salad, 1 bowl, 2 bowl, 3 bowl, 6 bowl. You're finished. It's not unending. Huh? Pasta? 1 bowl. Finished. Done. There's no an ending. It's ending pleasure. Because pleasure that has that starts with the Bhagavad Gita tells us the senses and the objects of the senses has a beginning and an end. And therefore, there's no use in taking shelter of that type of pleasure. So Rishabh told his sons, engage in unending pleasure, which is Krishna consciousness. The best things in life are not unending. Yes, chanting Hare Krishna is unending. It never stops. Eating Krishna prasadam, more or less, is unending. On the spiritual level, unending. Externally speaking, that's another story. You can only eat so many pakoras in one sitting. Preaching Krishna consciousness is unending. Not only this lifetime, next lifetime, one after. It's unending. It doesn't stop. It's not a breadstick. Engaging in the 9 process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, remembering Krishna, is non-ending. One thinks of sense gratification. It has a beginning and it has an end. You can't think for very long about sense gratification. But you can think about Krishna 24 hours in a day. It's unending. 7 days a week, 31 days, except for February, 31 days in a month. Unending pleasure. So, Murghari the hunter, he was getting his pleasure in this abominable way. And Narada preached to him, at least do me one favor. You're causing so much suffering. Kill them full. Don't kill them half. Don't put them in pain. So Murghari, my father did like this. His father did. They taught me. So he was a little hesitant. But he realized that Narada Muni was giving transcendental, tapodivyam, transcendental instructions. And ultimately, the more Narada Muni spoke and convinced him, why are you causing suffering to these animals? The animals have a soul, just like you have a soul. They're living entities, like you're a living entity. Why are you causing them suffering? You'll have to suffer because of giving them suffering. So he convinced Murghari to give up. He asked him, what should I do? He said, first thing, break your bow and arrow. He did. Next, he instructed him on chanting Hare Krishna. He engaged him and his wife on living in a little hut on the banks of a river and chanting and engaging in devotional service. Murghari was a hunter. He was a terrible, terrible person. But this preaching of Narada Muni, he even brought back, he said, you want to see one of my disciples, to Parvat Muni. They went, and Bhrigari saw his guru, Naradaji. And he wanted to offer obeisances and run, but in the ground, there were many ants and insects. And he was careful to, with his chatter, move the insects out of the way. And then he went to his guru and offered dandavats. So this Magari the hunter, due to taking to Krishna consciousness, even though he was a hunter, the lowest of debauchees, he was able to be convinced by the pure devotee, Narada Muni, so much so that he became a peaceful, nonviolent Vaishnav, and his wife, peaceful, nonviolent Vaishnavi. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. In 1976, we were in Vrindavan and Mayapur. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, kept repeating in all his classes, Jale dako tahe kaha Krishna upadesh, Amara gyai guruhan tare dash. He said this mantra. You were there, Bhrigu. Savas was there, 76 Vrindavan. At least 50 times we were walking around going on parikrama. Chale dako tahe kaha. It was embroiled within our brain. Krishna upadesh. Everywhere you go, this is actually from the mantra when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking Kurma, the Brahmin. Kurma came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, please, take me on your Sankirtan party everywhere you go. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you stay in your Prabhu Dada Desh. Just like our Prabhu Dada Desh is Los Angeles area. That's our area of preaching. He told Kurma, you stay where you are. Simply, Jale Dako Tahe Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Everywhere you go, everyone you meet, you teach them the science of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And their life will become perfect. And your life will become perfect. So, this science, Srila Prabhupada wanted for all classes of men. Someone may be inquisitive, someone may be in need of money, someone may be a meat eater, someone may be hunter, someone may be woman hunter, whatever class, pious or impious, Sukritina or Duskritina, our business is to give them Krishna consciousness, to bring them to the temple, to engage them in chanting and hearing, to engage them in reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, to engage them in the ninefold process of Krishna consciousness. And no matter what stage they're in, that will be the beginning of their devotional life. In the Bhagavatam, in Bhagavatam, Magari the hunter. But so many stories, even in modern day history, where people were very debauched. In our own lives, our parents were not very spiritual people. Most of us. Most of them were serious meat eaters and derived pleasure out of sense gratification only. But somehow or other, because just like Narada Muni, out of his mercy and compassion and following the orders of his spiritual master, what was that, Brahma? Brahma was Narada Muni. Our spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, following his spiritual master's instruction, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada, came to the most hellish place on earth, the Bowery in New York City. Have you all been there? I've been there. I could not fathom how Srila Prabhupada, alone and penniless, came to the Bowery. It's amazing. He had rupees, which were like monopoly money in those days. Now maybe you can exchange. In those days, it was useless. Srila Prabhupada was penniless. And somehow or other, he came to the Bowery and approached the lowest class of persons. Persons brought up as meat eaters, woman hunters, and debauchees of the lowest class, and somehow made them Vaishnavas. So following our spiritual master's order and mission and example, we have to go out and make arrangements in every way possible to approach all these Jagais and Mudais. Jagai and Mudai were such bad guys. Prabhupada talks about the Duskritinas, the bad men. He calls them the bad men. They were such bad guys, I heard in a class from Jayapataka Maharaj, that there was this in Bengal beggar and his daughter. He was a blind man and he was begging on the streets of Bengal. And Jagai and Madai came and stole his money and beat him up. These were thugs of the worst order. And somehow or other, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them Vaishnavas of the highest order. And these days in India, there's temple of Jagai and Madai. They became sadhus. They became saintly people. So we are those Jagai and Madai. Maybe not quite as bad. They were big, big. We're small debauchees, small Duskritinas. But Srila Prabhupada and the devotees have saved us. It's our business to go and save everyone, whatever their situation may be. They may be old, they may be young, they may be religious, they may be not religious, they may be in need of money, they may be in need of whatever situation they're in, give them Krishna consciousness and give them the opportunity to advance in spiritual life. Our life will become perfect and their life will also become purified and ultimately perfect. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Questions?
Well, just to confirm what you were saying, in Hari Sari's Transcendental Diary, Hari Sari was saying he went through Prabhupada's clothing and he found 45 rupees in one of those, you know, those vests that the devotees wear.
Oh, really?
And that was the 45 rupees Prabhupada.
The original?
Yeah. He couldn't change it.
That's what
he
said. Was
I think he found it in like 76 or something. He was just sort of, he was going through his